to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, the 29th of August. Back to the story from Boston.com about the ADL leader being fired on the Armenian issue. At issue was not the program itself, as I said last hour, but rather a tangle of international politics dating back more than 90 years. In a 438-word open letter slated to appear in advertisements inside local newspapers beginning next week, the ADL does not use the word genocide. Officially, Foxman reiterated yesterday the ADL has no position on the genocide issue, but it does not support the legislation in Congress. In an open letter yesterday, the ADL called it counterproductive, and the organization, founded in 1913 to fight anti-Semitism, worried what effect passing the legislation would have on Jews living in Turkey. Critics say this position is hypocritical. Foxman should understand that the truth of any genocide is not conditional upon political relationships. This is according to Aram Haparian, executive director of the Armenian National Committee of America in Washington, D.C. Rather, he said, it should be dictated by truth and history. As recently as Tuesday night, however, Tarsi defended the ADL's position before a hostile crowd at the Watertown Town Council meeting. In explaining why he did it, Tarsi said yesterday that he was doing the best he could to explain the ADL policy while struggling at the same time to change the policy internally. Neither side would back down, and he was fired. I've been in conflict over this issue for several weeks, Tarsi said. I regret at this point any characterization of genocide that I made publicly other than to call it genocide. I think that kind of candor about history is absolutely fundamental. Just ask the ADL. I mean, the 6 million Jews that were killed in Nazi Germany, there weren't 6 million Jews that were killed, okay? But that's their cash breadbasket. Both the Jewish and Armenian-American communities rushed to Tarsi's defense yesterday in the wake of his firing and applauded him for taking the stand that ultimately cost him his job. He said, I'm devastated to hear the news. According to Ronnie Friedman, senior rabbi at Temple Israel, the largest synagogue in Boston, I think he's really a quality professional and a wonderful person of conscience. I think it's an inexcusable behavior on the part of the national office. Now, Grossman and Tarsley provided moral leadership and surely would have invigorated a new generation of ADL members in New England if he had been given a chance. Hamparian said it spoke poorly of the ADL's national leadership that Tarsi was not rewarded but fired for speaking the truth. And James Rudolph, the ADL's regional board chairman and partner at Boston Law Firm, said he would miss working with Tarsley. Now, this goes into other issues on the... Paul Gottfried posted this, and this is on TakiMag.com, TakiMag.com, and it's on the issue of firing Foxman. Paul Gottfried wrote a truly spirited commentary by Juicy, and that's J-E-W-C-Y webmaster Joey Kurtzman, entitled Fire Foxman May Be the Most Devastating and Pointed Attack I Have Seen on Abe Foxman, who has been the national director of the ADL for the last 20 years. According to Kurtzman, Foxman, a Polish Jew who was saved from the Holocaust by a courageous Catholic nanny, has been a morally outrageous representative of the Jewish community. I'll continue with this on the other side.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Foxman, a Polish Jew, was saved from the Holocaust by a courageous Catholic nanny, has been morally outrageous representative of the Jewish community. Most recently, he's worked to block congressional action to condemn the mass murder of 1 million Armenians in 1915 by the Turkish military divisions, because such an action would supposedly not have been in the interest of Israel. Foxman's comment that the Jewish community should not be the arbiter of that history, nor should the U.S. Congress, is indeed startling, since Foxman's career as ADL National Director has been devoted to opening the scabs of bitter historical memories. He has resorted to scaremongering to fill its ADL coffers. Further, Foxman claims that today the Jewish people face as great a threat to their safety and security as they did in the 1930s. It is still 1939. It will always be 1939. Kurtzman notes that Foxman screams day and night about Christian anti-Semites in the U.S. in total obliviousness to what is really happening. While Christian groups can't get the ornaments of Christianity placed on government buildings, Chabad, a Hasidic Jewish organization, has succeeded in publicly erecting enormous gaudy menorahs throughout the country. Kurtzman stresses with particular vehemence ADL's jihad against Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ, a film that, according to Foxman, would revive Christian hatred against Jews and result in pogroms across America. Although absolutely nothing of this kind occurred, neither Foxman nor his group later apologized for their self-destructive hysteria. One might also point out that on July 14th, Salon carried an article dealing with Foxman's latest diatribe against evangelicals and other members of the religious right. Since the mid-90s, this national director has been commissioning the ADL publications depicting Christians who oppose the left's social agenda as a grave danger to American Jews. And what they're saying here, folks, is socialism inside the United States. By the way, this is what is going to be the political format for the global governance boys out there, the global elite, because they know communists don't produce that much. There's no incentive. But if you do it socialistically, well, you let the little rats run in the cages, and you just strip off what you can, siphon out the lifeblood out of them, without killing them, you want them to keep producing. Now, here Foxman's hatred of Christians have overcome his sense of Jewish self-interest. Evangelicals, contrary to what Foxman would want us to believe, have been passionate and often irrational philo-Semites and Zionists. But even more relevant, as I document in the article, The American Conservative, evangelicals have been moving toward the social left, that is, in Foxman's direction, on moral issues, and is currently fixated on human rights, missionizing for democracy, and the presidential nomination of socially liberal Republican Rudolph Giuliani. Foxman's continuing attack on Christian rights seems as bizarre as his knee-jerk attempt to treat any deviation from the agenda of the National Gay and Lesbian Alliance, or NOW, as an invitation to a second Holocaust. When Foxman made the dubious observation 12 years ago that American Christians did not show sufficient remorse for Christian atrocities committed against Jews during the Spanish Inquisition, Ralph Reed of the Christian Coalition immediately agreed. Reading Reed's obliging response in the New York Times on April 4th of 95, I had to wonder why the descendant of English Baptists was accepting responsibility for the intolerance of Spanish government practiced 500 years earlier against Spanish Jews, some of whom have already converted to Catholicism, and why should Foxman demand that the American Protestant or even the American Catholic treat him with special indulgence for unkind acts that have been done by a third party, not against his ancestors in Eastern Europe, but against Sephardic Jews in the Iberian Peninsula. What did surprise me was that the evangelical leader did the predictable groveling. A small reservation about Joey's fine expose concerns the suggestion that Foxman is blinded by narrow Jewish self-interest. This complaint would seem to have some basis in fact, insofar as Foxman and the ADL do try to anticipate the wishes of the Israeli government. Their response to congressional efforts to recognize the killing of Armenians in 1915 was at least partly motivated by concern about the feelings of the Turkish government, which has good relations with the Israeli state. Although there are other grounds on the basis of which one might challenge the presentation of mass murder in question as genocide, I see no reason to go into them here. In his youth, and even afterwards, Foxman also identified himself, like his father before him, with a right-wing Zionist Betar, a group followed by Zev Jabotinsky and other Eastern European Jewish nationalists who wish to have Jewish state on both sides of Jordan. Moreover, Foxman has never broken his ties, as far as I know, to the Orthodox Jewish community, ties that well may express his strong Jewish ethnic identity. In this case, however, Jewish self-interest has taken a grotesque form, albeit one that has been prevalent in Jewish organizations in Germany, Italy, and until recently, France. Enthusiastic support for Israel and the kind that leans toward the Zionist right has been paired at the ADL with hatred for Western Christian societies, an unswerving endorsement of anti-Christian left agendas, even when such agendas have conflicted with Jewish communal interest. For example, it has been ideologically useful for Jewish victimologists to interpret Muslim anti-Jewish outbreaks to which pro-multicultural Jewish organizations may have contributed by shaming European Christians and by supporting Islamic immigration as a fresh outbreak of European fascist or medieval Christian anti-Semitism. In the U.S., Foxman has done his part to address the fact that we live frozen forever in 1939 by redirecting money into his coffers to gay, feminist, and militant secularist causes. How this advances Jewish self-interest is anybody's guess, and the politics in question has occasioned expression of irritation from Jewish as well as Christian commentators. Dennis Prager, Elena Mercer, Don Feder, and Rabbi Daniel Lappin are only a few of the Jewish writers who have been repeatedly asked how Foxman and his crowd are helping Jews, whose only allies at this point are devout Christians, both Catholic and Protestant. I would also question Pace Kurtzman whether the effect of Foxman's grotesque behavior has been to demoralize Jewish Americans, sending young Jews scurrying for communal exit doors. Given the fact that he raised over $500 million last year, as reported by one of Kurtzman's respondents, and has probably done comparably well in fundraisers since 1987, when he took charge of the ADL following the death of his less obnoxious predecessor, Nathan Perlmutter. It is fair to assume that Foxman's moonshine has a lot of buyers, and judging by the leftist pattern of the American Jewish voting and by Jewish responses to Gallup polls on social issues, one would have to conclude that Foxman's nuttiness is a widely shared phenomenon among American Jews. It also resonates well among liberal Christians and non-Jewish secularists here and in Europe. With few exceptions, every time I pick up a Western European newspaper, I have the impression that the editorial page was produced by a clone of the ADL's national director. Foxman stands in the cultural Marxist mainstream and, as such, bears a stunning resemblance to the types of self-hating European and American journalists and intellectuals I have written about in books. If only Joey Kurtzman's subjects were localized Jewry, eccentricity, and particularly hateful organizations' heads, his tics would be far less troubling. Now, third part of this, and this is Joey Kurtzman, Fire Foxman, and denying the American, I keep saying American, this is a Freudian slip, folks, if I can use that term, American genocide, as just we did and we're still doing to the Iraqis. Denying the Armenian genocide should be the last atrocity perpetrated by the ADL chief. Now, this is by Joey Kurtzman himself. Abdullah Gul needed a favor. It was February 5th of this year, and the Turkish foreign minister was fighting a push in the U.S. House of Representatives to recognize the Turkish murder of over 1 million Armenians during World War I. In the past years, the House had placated Turkey by dropping similar resolutions, but now the American-Turkish alliance, weakened by the Iraq War, the resolution had found renewed support. Gul summoned representatives from Anti-Defamation League and several other Jewish American organizations to his room at the Willard Hotel in Washington. There he asked them, in essence, to perpetuate Turkey's denial of genocide. Abe Foxman's ADL acquiesced, and in doing so, performed the pièce de résistance of Foxman's highly effective, if unintentional, decades-long campaign to demoralize Jewish America and send young Jews scurrying for the communal exit doors. The ADL chief is a danger to the future of the community, and it is a scandal that he remains at the head of the major Jewish organization. Foxman must go, and the organization he has done so much to shape must either change or go with him. Soon after the meeting with Gul, the ADL joined three other American Jewish organizations, the American Jewish Committee, B'nai B'rith International, and the Jewish Institute of National Security Affairs, to deliver to Congress a written plea from the Jews of Turkey that the U.S. not recognize the Armenian genocide. Turkish Jews are more vulnerable now than any time in recent history, as they struggle to reassert their place in society, polarized by competing visions of Turkey's Islamist and secular nationalists. So it's hardly surprising that they would parrot their government's denialist claims. By dutifully passing their letter to Congress, the Jewish American group cynically exploited a small, frightened Jewish minority. Worse to come, I don't think congressional action will help reconcile the issue. The resolution takes a position, it comes to a judgment, said Foxman in a statement issued to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. The Turks and the Armenians need to revisit their past. The Jewish community shouldn't be the arbiter of that history, nor should the U.S. Congress. Now, Foxman's statement is in every way that matters equivalent to Mumad Ahmadinejad's claim that he takes no positions on the history of the Jewish Holocaust. but only hopes to see the matter resolved by dispassionate study. We'll break here. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman, drink my wine.
We're back. In a scandal unprecedented proportion, one of the most prominent figures in our community, a man who claims to speak on our behalf, publicly challenged the history of another community's genocide. Foxman's ADL no longer represents the interest of the Jewish community. In fact, it seems the only interest it represents are its own. Now, what's surprising is how unabashedly forthright Foxman has become about what motivates him in his institution. In October of 2005, Foxman addressed a classroom of Jewish students at New York University. Young heads nodded and brows furrowed as Foxman riled them with his customary rhetoric. Isn't it anti-Semitic for pro-Palestinian groups to seek divestment only from Israel, ignoring the far greater crimes of regimes like Sudan or North Korea? How do we describe the sort of selective flagellation of the world's only Jewish state if it is not anti-Semitism? What if the Campus Free Tibet Club campaigned for divestment from China? Would that be anti-Chinese bigotry? A guy by the name of Trowling, a 20-year-old student and conscientious objector from the Israeli army. Of course not, assured Foxman, but it was preposterous to compare the two conflicts. What with the Jews' experience of two millennium of murderous prosecution, this Trowling guy responded with two questions. Did Foxman mean that selective treatment is okay so as long as it's not directed at Jews? And where did the Anti-Defamation League get off telling Jewish university students which opinions about Israel were acceptable and which verboten? The dialogue spiraled into a confrontation. Trowling says Foxman, frustrated under attack, placed his cards on the table, angrily retorting, "I don't represent you nor the Jewish community. I represent the donors." Now, Foxman's outburst was surprising not because of its content, but because of its candor. Foxman needn't bother himself with the trifling concerns of American Jews who happen not to be multimillionaire philanthropists. If he makes the Jewish community less appealing to young Jews, if his tactics turn us off and turn us away, that's all beside the point. Foxman's job is to keep the millionaire benefactors happy. The rest of us can go jump in the, I don't know, this is some Jewish thing. I don't even know what it means, and I can't even pronounce it, so I won't even try. Without a meaningful mission to pursue, the ADL has resorted to scaremongering to fill its coffers and to justify its existence. These efforts have grown increasingly bizarre and damaging. For example, the ADL website surveys the vast changes in Jewish American life over the past century and offers the grandiose judgment that they are due in large measure to the efforts of the League and its allies. Yet Foxman also claims that today the Jewish people face as great a threat for their safety and security as they did in the 1930s. In other words, the ADL takes credit for the vast improvements in the circumstances of American Jewry and then denies that those changes have taken place. It is still 1939, and as the story I read earlier, it will always be 1939. When the ADL was born in the early 20th century, institutional discrimination against American Jews was commonplace at every level of society. Populist politicians employed the most vulgar anti-Semitic language in restricted hotels and country clubs, reassured patrons that Jews would be stopped at the front door. In 1915, 31-year-old factory manager Leo Frank, why is there always a Frank out there? The Anne Frank thing, the Anne Frank diary, that was a forgery. That was a damn lie. Anyhow, a 31-year-old factory manager, Leo Frank, was lynched in Marietta, Georgia, after he was accused of raping a Christian girl. But today, American Jews are successful and well-integrated, and unlike in the Weimar Germany, where we were accepted so as long as we obscured our Jewishness behind the accoutrements of Gentile culture, in America we are accepted even as we celebrate what sets us apart. Such a reality, however, doesn't serve the fundraising interest of the ADL. The ADL's jihad against Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ was typical of the organization's destructive, self-interested efforts. And it is true, folks. I make the distinction. You know, I am not anti-Semitic. I have friends that are Jews. You know, I don't go to synagogue. I don't practice their faith. But they don't seem to be interested in changing our culture here in this country. And I'll say this again and underscore and emphasize this, that socialism is a creation of, guess who? That's right, Zionist. So, you know, I was reading articles just recently about how how even in Israel that they're trying to move away from socialism because it's not paying the bills. They're trying to privatize more of government functions, just like they're trying to do here in the United States. In other words, they can't pay the bill. You know, folks, I am not on Abe Foxman's hit list. And as much in, and over the years as I banged the ADL, because they are anti-Christian. They are definitely anti-Christian. They are anti-America. They are socialist in nature. And they also have a 501c3 at the ADL, posing as being an educational outlet. Yeah. Well, does that mean, I mean, I educate a lot of people. Am I 501c3? Of course, I'd have the government in here telling me what I could and couldn't say. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, and I've not had this gentleman on air for quite some time, Ted Trakilis from Aaron Aqua Corporation. Good afternoon, Ted.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Well, I'm faring better than the last time we spoke on air. How are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, we're doing much better than we were doing last time we spoke on air. So we must both be doing something right, huh?
Well, I think it's more of staying away from people that are wrong.
That's the truth. You know, it's the trouble with people is they're short-sighted. And they come in and they see a situation and they don't understand what's going on. So they take what they can and they leave the biggest part of what they could have had behind.
Yeah.
And it's greed. That's what it is. It's greed.
And you know what, Ted? You know, I've heard from every socialist and communist on this planet their writings and their rants against capitalism. Capitalism itself is destructive only because of what you just mentioned. It's the greed factor. And we've been told, and how many times, Ted, have you heard this in your life? Money is the root of all evil.
Well, actually, it's the love of money.
There you go.
The root of all evil.
There you go.
Money, money, I've seen some beautiful things happen with people that are wealthy, and I've seen somebody like Bill Gates who gave $1 billion. I mean, think about it, $1 billion to these minority schools in order to further the benefits to the people who can't afford to go to college, and I think that's brilliant. And the fact that there are people like him out there. Now, we're in a situation, John, we're having some tremendous breakthroughs here. We're continuing to do a lot of R&D, and we are being entertained by investors now who want to come into our company because we've done something that I don't think anybody's ever done. This is a new thing that we're going to be we're patenting it before we release it. But we've raised the health of water, pure water, so high that the water, if it touches anything that like a Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria, it'll kill it instantly. All right? The World Health Organization mentioned that if water can reach a 650 oxidation reduction potential, it'll kill any organism in the water in less than 10 seconds. And we were, you and I were talking about 2 years ago about the swimming pool unit, and, and we were getting it ready to go. And then the biggest problem we had is we couldn't sustain a constant ORP, oxidation reduction potential. This new machine that we have now, we had a breakthrough 4 weeks ago after 5 years of R&D and $150,000 in profit. We took all our profit and put it into this project because we believed in it. Now, you know, people say to us, we're the best-kept secret. If it wasn't for people like you, no one would know about it, seriously. And when they do find out about the aronizer and the air purifiers that we're selling, all day today I was inundated with sales from people who heard from their relatives or heard from their neighbor, borrowed a machine. And then they say, why aren't you advertising? Why aren't you doing what, you know, what other companies do? And it's the fact is that we are looking at the big picture. I want to save millions of lives. And the stuff that we're doing now, we've incorporated a company called Aaron Pharmaceutical out of Nevada, and we're going to probably wind up going public with that company. But the beauty of this machine is that we can deliver 9 gallons a minute of water with an ORP greater than 1,020. Now, we've been testing this machine now for the last 3 weeks. We haven't missed any ORP. It stayed right up there at a rate of 9 gallons a minute. Now, the other, the AJ1 that we sell does about, a gallon in about 30 minutes. We bubble a gallon of water, and it'll bring the ORP up about 800, and you can wash vegetables and fruit in it. But this new machine, of course, is going to be for swimming pools, for chicken and poultry processing. And I don't know if your listeners are aware of the fact that almost every piece of chicken or turkey they've eaten in their life is saturated with chlorinated water. And that is, of course, a carcinogen. But that's how they kill the E. coli. Now, with our machine, all they got to do is wash the meat with our water, and it kills everything on it in seconds. Do you remember that Salinas County thing out there in California about a year ago where they had spinach?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, what, four people died from it, and they recalled all that spinach?
Right.
Now, this machine, had they had a bath and taken the spinach right off the field, they could have put it right into the water down a production line, taken it at the other end and bagged it, and it would have been so clean, it would also have been extending the shelf life of that product for at least 2 to 3 weeks. That's how clean the water is.
Ted, if the beef aficionados out there, the people that know a good cut of beef and a good steak, and the beef eaters out there will recognize it is the aged beef that is the best beef. The problem is that when you age beef, then you're inviting, it becomes a little bacteria factory. And what has happened with you, which is absolutely astounding, the Food and Drug Administration insists that you're making a machine that produces what?
Ozone.
Yeah, and you're this this has been the biggest problem as I can see, is not only the FedGov, but also people that say, oh, the ionizer, well, that's just an ozone machine. Folks, it is not an ozone machine. What it does is it makes oxygen. Ted, if you would, for a second, explain to the listening audience exactly how an ionizer accomplishes this.
All right. First of all, let me explain something. You're right on the money when you talk about us being different than ozone. I'll tell you why. We were finally able to find a company that will certify the electrical safety of our equipment as a polyatomic oxygen polymer, meaning there's a classification of ozone that UL wanted us to go under and CSA wanted us to go under, but these other people recognized all of our claims and said, yes, you are making something other than ozone. We'll give you your own classification. And we finally gotten started, and they all already certified the equipment as being electrically safe. We're going through the labeling that they're requiring, and we're not going to be an ozone machine. We spent 15 years fighting the ozone industry. But here's what we do. We take the O2 in a room. This is what everybody's breathing now. They're home. They're breathing it. And we take it into the machine, and we split it. We use a special high-density electron plasma corona without any heat from electrode sparking, meaning it's not an electrical spark like ozone machines. It's not ultraviolet light because it's too weak. We pound it with 4,000 volts of energy, and you can actually see in a dark room this glow, this purple glow in our generators, and it's not ultraviolet light, and you can look at it all day long. It's just mesmerizing by itself. And we take the O2 and pull it apart, and we jam electrons into it. Now, normally an O, as a single atom, has 8 electrons. Our O's will have as many as 11 electrons in them. Now, what we're doing is adding energy to that atom, and then we're grouping it as an O10 or as an O12 or 15. And then when it comes out of the machine, it rapidly starts to break down. And these O's are being fired off like what ozone does. Ozone, if it fires off one O, it goes back to O2 and it's dormant. When an O10 fires off an O, you still got a 9 shot left. And if a 9 falls to an 8 and 8 to a 7, you're constantly firing out these oxygen atoms that are like heat-seeking missiles. And you know, John, everything that floats in the air is positively charged. So when we have a negative particle, like an O with a negative 8 valence, going after one of these particles, it zaps it faster than sin. If it finds a bacteria, this is interesting, it'll attach to it, and it will disintegrate the cell wall and move into it and burn it molecularly. Now, people can't understand how small this is. You're dealing with a particle so small that if you took a drop of water and wanted to count the atoms in it, it'd take 30,000 years counting 5 billion a second to count the atoms in a single teardrop of water. That's how tiny we're working with an O. It's so small, it's a building block of life. Yet we now take that O2, which is dormant in the air, and we don't add oxygen. We just take the oxygen that's lazy, we split it, we regroup it, and we literally beat it into the formula, and we add electro energy to it, which is almost like adding heat to a test tube to accelerate a chemical reaction in a chemistry test. So we're giving people activated oxygen. We're killing all the mold spores. I don't know if we told you about this, but we did a test out in California where this house had 2.4 million colony count per cubic meter. That's a 39-inch by 39-inch by 39-inch square of aspergillus and penicillium. It also had 1,900 stachybotrya, the black mold that kills babies. And when they put our unit in for 3 days, so one of our Mars units, they came back and did the test, and the room had 25, from 2.4 million down to 25, and there was no stachybotrya. So they went outside, and they did a test to see, you know, a control test. Outside in California, the Glendale area, they had 50 and 63 respective penicillin and aspergillus floating in the air. So the inside of the house was cleaner than the air outside of the house.
Well, and as energy costs go up, and people have got to consider this, as energy costs go up, what people have a tendency to do is to make sure that they keep their heat in during the winter and keep the cold air during the warmer months in summer inside the house.
Absolutely.
Well, that's practical. You wouldn't want to turn on your air conditioner and throw open the windows. But when you understand that there's more stuff floating in the air outside, and just walk out your house wherever you're at, I don't care if you're in New York City or you're in Bufu, Egypt someplace, there are air pollutants. And with the air nines are running in your side your house, your air is cleaner in your house than outside.
That's exactly right. And not only that, but you're also getting the benefit of these negative particles, which help you relax in serotonin. Plus, you're killing Staphylococcus, Streptococcus. There's a new thing now called MRSA, which is Staphylococcus aureus, that is antibiotic resistant, and you can get it just about from anybody. There was a big Staphylococcus breakout down at my high school 6 months ago. I went to Worcester High School in Worcester, Ohio, where Worcester College is, and I talked to my sister, whose grandson is going to there, and she said that there was over 50 cases of Staphylococcus reported in the gymnasium. So kids are passing it around. The big article in Reader's Digest just this last month, they devoted like 9 pages to Staphylococcus aureus, and it can be passed from hand to hand. Our units kill Staphylococcus aureus. We kill Streptococcus. We kill E. coli, Salmonella. We kill the flu virus. So when people buy our unit, you know what it costs a person if they don't have hospitalization to have something like a strep or a staph infection and they have to stay home? Figure how many hours they lose, 2, 3, 4 days. And if their wife or their spouse get this infection or their children get this infection and they pass it to people, they don't even know they got it and they're passing it. So it's cost effective. One person told me about 2 years ago, he called me up and wanted to thank me for the machine, which is unusual for people to call me. And he said, you know, your machine does more than what you claim it will do. And I said, well, that's because we don't tell people all the benefits of it, because it sounds like we're bragging and it sounds like we're puffing the product, making it sound better than it is. He said, well, I have to tell you, he says, I just noticed, he says, but in the last 18 months since I've had your machine, he says, none of my children have missed a day of school.
Well, you know what your biggest sales pitch out there is?
What's that?
That somebody that buys an aeronizer and then they loan it to a friend.
Oh.
I cannot tell you, Ted, how many units we have sold over the years where somebody recognizes, oh, well, you've got cat odors or you've got funky smells in your house or whatever. They loan the unit out. The person they loan it to doesn't want to give it back. Begrudgingly, they do. But the next new customer comes off of the person and actually tries the unit without any hype, without any anything, just somebody saying, here, plug this thing into your wall and test it out for yourself.
Well, you know, John, it's kind of like the old puppy dog sale. You know, when you walk into a pet shop with your little boy or girl, and you want to buy them a turtle, it's something simple. They have a little pan for it, and the child goes over and starts playing with the puppies, and they're licking his face, and he's giggling. And the father says, come on over here and pick out your turtle. And the child says, I want a dog. And the father says, you're not going to take care of that dog. And the owner says of the pet shop, he says, look, take the dog home. Try it over the weekend. If it doesn't work out, bring it back on Monday. I'll give you the turtle. Well, how are you going to take a little puppy dog from a little boy?
You're not.
Or from a little girl? You know, that dog is going to be with them, sleep with them, and everything. Come Monday, they're going to keep it. Now, that's called the puppy dog sale, and that has happened. That's what you're describing, where people loan it out to people to show them how great the unit is. They want to turn them on to something really good. Now, we are experiencing some really serious costs because of this Chinese situation. Our stainless steel has gone up over 50% in the last 4 months. It's an amazing thing. We're holding price, though. We are holding price. We haven't raised our prices, and we're going to hold price hopefully through Christmas. But the Chinese are buying all our concrete. They're buying all our stainless steel. They're buying all our wood products to make paper over there so they can ship product in this country. And we're still making the air purifier right here in the United States. Matter of fact, I just bought some labels. I'm putting it on. This product is probably manufactured in the United States of America. It's got a little flag on it. We're putting it on all our equipment. Now, we've been asked to go to Mexico to make product. We've been asked to go to Korea and make product. And right now, I like the fact that we're building our machines like the Rolls-Royce. And the new SSX4, SSX6, SSX8, not SS4X. It's now the new model. We're making preparation for the new patent we hope to get sometime in February or March of next year. A new Coronatron patent. But right now, we've made the change in the style of the case. It takes up a little bit more stainless steel than the other one does, but we're holding the price. And I understand you have now just given your listeners a special discount that's on your website. I was talking to Sandra today, and she says, you know, John wants to pass this deal on to our listeners, and I guess you're posting a 10% discount if they buy through your show or through you,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good deal. We can't do that. We're the manufacturers, and we can't. If somebody called up here and wanted to buy a machine, I'd have to sell them at retail because I don't compete with people like you because it's hard. You're my distributor. You're out there. You're promoting my product. You're giving me airtime, and I think that's a great deal. Now, one thing I have to tell you, though, people should order because right now we're going into the ragweed season up here in Ohio. And that's allergy season. And then we're going into the drought of October. We're going to be drowned by water because we're having a lot of water now. I don't know if you know this. We were a disaster area 2 weeks ago for flooding in Ohio. Now that's a lot of water.
We had our turn down here last month in Texas. Ted, we're hard up against the break here. We got to take a break about a minute and a half. I just want to remind people to get your 10% discount on any Aaronizer. You can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. On the left-hand side, you'll see a button, 10%. You can click on that. It'll take you to our website, www.aaronair, and that's spelled AARANAIR.US. And that'll tell you all about the Aaronizer, what it does, how it destroys the viruses and the bacteria, kills molds. You people out there with the black stuff growing in your showers, guess what? Put an Aaronizer in there, close the door. That stuff will die. Also, and as you mentioned, Ted, about allergy season, folks, you need to understand something. This is how well this Aaronizer works. The positively charged particles, dust, all the allergens, pollen, everything in your house floating around, that's why it floats. This machine, you turn it on, it puts out negative ions, and it works so well that, and you all know this, unless you have humidifiers in your houses, when you turn the heat on in the wintertime, how you get that shock experience. These units work so well at taking care of that, you won't get shocked walking across your carpet anymore or sitting down in your chair at home because of those negative ions. It actually knocks out the static electricity. That's how well this thing works. We got to take the break. We got about 4 minutes on the other side with my friend here, has been for many years, Ted Trakilis from the Aaron Aqua Corporation.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Here's the number. Pick up an Aaronizer, 10% discount out there, 800-724-2719. And you did drop the 4 series, Ted?
No, we are still carrying the SS X4 now. What we did was we redesigned it so that it'll fit the new Coronatron generator
okay. When
it's available. Now, the units have we did do something else, too, John. We did institute a 4-year unconditional warranty on all our SS series. So that means if somebody buys a unit, it is guaranteed to operate for 4 years, and they will get the full coverage of it by using it with our product. And it's one of the best warranties, I think, in the market, and that means that a lot of people can enjoy this without having to get hit with replacement costs 3 or 4 years from now.
You mean I don't have to buy a service contract to make sure your you know, Ted, that cracks me up. Anything that I think any more over $100 that you buy from anybody, if it's electronic or it's got an electric motor in it or it's electric at all, they want you to buy a service contract on it. And I think the last person who tried to sell me a service contract, I said, what's the matter? Don't you have any faith in your product that it won't break, that I'm going to be an unhappy camper here? So you got a 4-year unconditional warranty on these units.
I'll tell you something funny, John. A man dropped the machine, he ran over the machine in his car, and he called me up and asked me if my unconditional warranty meant unconditional in all respects. I said, that's what unconditional means. I said, how did you run over the machine? He said, I was deodorizing my car because my wife smokes and I don't, and I liked it so much I decided to take it down to my office to deodorize the lunchroom because people smoke in it. He says, then I put it on the deck of my car, and I forgot about it. And when I came out of the house to go to church on Sunday, I started backing out of the drive, and I heard this clunk, and my car went up and down, and I ran over it. Well, when he returned it to us, John, I decided to try to salvage anything, the transformer, because, you know, I gave him a brand-new machine, a replacement of the old machine. So I said to my engineer, I said, Tom, see if you can get something out of the machine so that it's not a total loss. So he says, what's wrong with it? I said, the guy ran over it. So he takes the machine into his office. He comes back a few minutes later and says, you know that machine? I says, yeah. He says, it's still working. I says, what? He says, yeah, listen. And we put it down, and we turned it on, and the machine was still producing air. It sounded just like a brand-new machine, only it was about an inch thinner all the way around. It was normally about a 3-inch height, so you could actually see the outline of the transformer. So we build them pretty well here. I want to save it for a commercial someday. It takes a licking and keeps on producing Aaron.
Ted, you mentioned earlier the Corona generator that it produces thousands of volts. Well,
No. The transformer produces thousands and thousands of volts.
Okay, and my point here is how much actual AC energy does it take to run one of these?
The SS4 X4 now will take approximately 15 watts of electricity. That means it's less than a 60 watt light bulb. And the bigger units, like the SSX6 or the SSX8, they use about 30 watts electricity, less than a 60 watt light bulb.
All right, they work, folks. I cannot tell you enough about this product and. You know, for no other reason, if you buy products based on personality or people, you want to buy one of these. Ted Terkilis would appreciate it. He's a great guy. He's been a great friend to me and this network, and we appreciate you very much, Ted. I'm glad to see that you got all your garbage out of the way and you're moving on.
Well, we are. And John, I just want to caution people. We're going into the season again, and that means two things. One, we do have the allergy season that we're going in, and we also have Christmas. You make great Christmas presents. So what better thing can you give to a person for Christmas than the gift of a healthy environment?
There you go. Ted Terkilis, thank you, my friend.
All right, take care, John. Say hello to Sandra.
I will do. All right, folks, that number to order one of those Aaronizers, get the discount, 800-724-2719. Tomorrow, Jerry Corsi will be my guest. See you then.